Gucken wir kann.
Okay, let's say.
What do Kimta?
No, it would be the same in halacha. I'm just pointing out that all these rishonim are just assuming that it's.
They're not assuming. They're asking a kasha.
Yeah, but the hanacha of the sugi is doing.
They're asking a kasha, so they're asking in all cases. Fakir. Maybe it's in other words that the kasha is allowing for the fact that maybe it's simin lachila, so you can't ask the kasha.
Saying
it's everywhere. I mean, it only applies if it's
right.
Whereas if it's a material, it applies everywhere.
Right. Although it doesn't. Okay. Doesn't have to be. Okay. I hear. So like Muchan maybe doesn't need every special material to be out there.
I'm not saying these are not less of the muksa, the dinim that are chal are just mamela because it doesn't have any hishtamshus, so the mice says dini muksa, but when we're dining up, is this maskin shazav or not? We're not going to apply the klalim of muksa like safek muchan.
Why aren't we donning if it's muchan?
What do you mean muchan? In what context do you mean muchan?
Like
achan adrava. Achan adrava is also not that's my muksa din. It's the tire of achan.
So that should be part of the safek here, right?
According to Rabba, yeah, it's a shayla. Is it? I mean, it's going to be a gzera over here, but the shayla is a shayach to the gzera of Yontif at the end of Achar Shabbos because of Achana de Rabba.
So why is it different than Chav Dalid?
What's Chav Dalid?
Safik Muchan. Where you don't know if the Nachri.
That's not. Is that Rabba over there, or that's Mechaber? That's
talking about Muchan in general, huh?
It was talking about if they caught a fish, or if...
Because of all the dinim of muksa, that's muksa machmas iser, and the...
Why is it different than I'm not sure if you caught the animal before Yom Tov or after Yom Tov. You're downing what
that's muksa machmas iser.
Okay.
Mitzudas chaya is muksa machmas iser.
Yeah, something that's bal chaya is all the dinim of muksa. That's not a chana derabba.
On Yom Tov? Which dinim of muksa? We're allowed to shecht the behema.
Oh, that's the whole Pnei Yoshua, no?
Pnei Yoshua says that's not muksa.
No, you're allowed to catch an animal in Yom Tov?
So
that's the first mission.
You're not allowed to catch it, but if it's caught. That's, he says that it's not it's not muksa machmas.
Ein sadin, achmein. That's the whole first thing that we did.
Right, you're not allowed to trap it, but if you had traps set and it came into a trap, that's different than casting my net. If I had a set trap, that's the shayla here. I know whether or not I threw a net over a fish. That's not a suffix.
Okay, let's discuss that. Go through the sugya and you'll show me where maybe you have a proof that you say that Safek Muchan Bechandra, but you maybe, you know what I'm saying? It's hard right now to prove that, you know, Makufia, you know, from a, yeah. Okay. That's that. So Lechura, what's clear over here is Chura, from the Shainim Akotanim, and it's corroborated in the Gemara over there. Even in Rabbah, Abizatim, it's Mazik, the Gemara was just titled as the Raisa, so that's why you see Safik the Raisa, the Chumra of the Rabbah, the Fkimam Zayis, the Vuif, the Mubi, the Rabbanan, even though it's Achamad the Gazach, yeah, you can be Malchadadiyak, you know, like. You know, if it was something else, it's hard to be, you know, but, you know, Al-Kopanim, look what's before over here, is that you don't have the din of the Safek Muchan we propose, because the Shayash HaDin is not a din of Muksa, it's just a din of the Racham and Neila, because of of the Itzer. Lemaitza, the Gemara over here is a little pardinim. The Gemara has a member of Rav, that means Siyas, Beya, Nigmeres, the Shayas. What's main to Rav? The Gemara has different possibilities. Right, it says one of the first lessons over here, the Maitha, is Lagabi Mekach Memkar. It's Lagabi Mekach Memkar, that the Maitha is Chayzer. The Gemara is the second lesson, itself is the Nikud Amri, whether it's like Rabbi Yochanan or it's Faket from Rabbi Yochanan. And the Nafkamin is Pashas, if it's. So far, if the Rav is born before Yontif, is it born before Yontif, or then it goes back? If it's Nayilan or not? Actually, it doesn't have to go back. But yeah. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's already it's Mutter, and the Shai is Rav Maskin's number. Oh, that's like Rabbi Yochanan. That's what he means. The second lesson, fakert, and things of biyachin leisa. Tarach ian, pasha. What is the machlokes over here? B'mai pligi in the second lesson that Rav is arguing on biyachinon. Rechman is saying kivin shviyatsa ruba. It's mutter, and Rav says no, it's not mutter unless it was noilad kula. Tarach ian pasha. What the machlekes is. So that's one din in the Gemara over here is the din of Rabbi Yochanan that the Tziyas Beya and Ruba is Noilad. And then the second din over here of Badak Bukana, that notwithstanding the fact that the Sala did a Badika, he was looking for his Beya by Ben Ashmashes, it was Nishkefunen, he didn't find it. So Maisa, he comes early in the morning, right? It's going to have Spanish omelets from Bezakum, right? And lo and behold, right, there's a Beya, so Shaios Chutz Mokso, because he did a Badika. So Rav Mari says that it's indeed, it's Mutter. And the Maitre is Badak. Maitre either is Badak Yafi. Yafi wasn't Badak. Happens a lot of times in Bebraski, right? We check there, and then it magically appears. Okay, and or like Rabbi Yochanan. The Maisa, the Gemara goes on to say by Safan Me'ara has its own dinim. Talk about that. Maisa, you look in the Torah, you look in the Paiskim, okay. In the Rif. These dinim are brought l'halacha, both that Abaya that. Even Shriyatza Ruba, it's Nigmar, it's Nailad, it's Mutter, right? If it happened before Yontif. And the din of Badu Bukana, that even if you checked by Ben Ashmashes, if it's Nimsa before I lie, it's Mutter with Talina and Pashat in Badu Yafi Yafa or in the Biachna Kopanim, that it was Nailad, before. Okay. If you look in the Rambam, in the Yad, okay, and try to find this din of Badak Bekana, okay, in contrast to other Paiskim, you will not find it. You will not find it. Tzarach Ian, Bashmatas HaRambam, Behaidina. The Rav Mari, the Gemara doesn't say anything about it, as far as I know. You know, the Gemara asked the Kasha from Chmein, from Rabbi Yossi ben Shaul, but the Gemara had a resolution over here, a Taras of an art, right? And I took out that thing from Bar Ilan, right? I searched through Shas, right? Mm-hmm. And it doesn't seem to be any Choleik on Rav Mari about wow. the Haidina, the Badak. Tzarachin tuva l'chura b'ashmata sarambam. L'maisa, there's another din that the Rambam is mashmit in contrast to the Paiskim, and that's the That's the halacha of Rabbi Yochanan. That's the halacha of Rabbi Yochanan. That even shiyat teruba, it's nailad, it's mutter. Gam zeh hishmet haRambam. Tzarchin. Okay. Tzarchin. Now lemaisa. Let's just be naniach, right? We don't know why the Rambam is mashamit Rabbi Yochanan, yeah? But obviously is, that answers the Hashemot of Badak, okay? Because Badak, you know, the Gemara gives two terutzim, right? It's reasonable to say, if the Rambam doesn't pass him like Rabbi Yochanan, okay? He's not going to pass him like Badak, because the guy checked, plus it's not there, the guy said, Tzliya, right? Is Mevusad, the Gemara, no, days is Mashmah, the Gemara only talks about Rabbi. So it's Avifel the Rambam was Meshamit Rabbi Yochanan. That answers why by Badak it was Meshamit, because it's Yom the Tliya of the fact that Yat Aruba the Chazra Lamaisa the Bedika is gonna preclude the possibility that it was born before Yontif. Okay, so we sort of answered, you know, the Hashmat of Badak. The question is Hagufa, why were you mashmit the din of Rabbi Yochanan? So nicely for that, the Chura we can answer, right? We're trying to find somebody that argues in the din of Rav Mari, right? We say, okay, look, Rav Mari, he's probably in Rabbi Yochanan. We're not going to pass him like Rabbi Yochanan. Let's keep on kicking the can down the road. The question is, well, why don't you pass him like Rabbi Yochanan? Sarachian. Nobody argues in Rabbi Yochanan. Well, the Teretz says, according to the second Lashon, Rav argues on Rabbi Yochanan. Oh, that's not so. We're going to pass him like so. The Rambam learned like the second Lashon. Rav is arguing on Rabbi Yochanan, right? And the Rambam passed him like Rav. So everything's answered, right? Badak is talay on Rabbi Yochanan, right? That's very reasonable. Rabbi Yochanan, we taka found the chalek on essentially on the din of Badak. Because it's Rav, because Badak is totally on Rabbi Yochanan, and Rav argues on Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, so we kick the can further down the road. The question is, Hagufa, why didn't the Rav pass him like Rabbi Yochanan? Rav argues, we know the klal of the machlek of Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. The din is like Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, so it's Zazay. We have to medaf hashtein the pashtun, what's the machlek of Rav and Rabbi Yochanan? Now, there is a plukta. Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, previously in the Sachta, Rabbi Bratsky, pray tell.
Rabbi Yochanan held up his after Rabbi Zeh?
Yeah. That's the Stalin and Aleph. Okay, Shabbat Ziyantiv. Okay, so Rav says it's a Surah, Rabbi Yochanan says it's Mutaris. What does the Gemara say? Alach b'achana de Rabba come palgi. Rav is say achana de Rabba. Rav Yochanan left say achana de Rabba. Okay? It's machlekes Rav and Rav Yochanan record whether they hold of achana de Rabba. Now, l'maisa, can sign, it's no coincidence that Rav and Rav Yochanan argue over here as well. And perhaps it's probably in the machlekes that they argued previously in Daf Dalet of achana de Rabba. If they argue on Achana de Rabba, okay, we'll just skip to the end and we'll explain it. So then we know why the Rambam didn't pass him like Rabbi Yochanan, because he's on the wrong side of the Machlokes of Achana de Rabba, because he passed him like Rabba. Doesn't pass him like Rabbi Yochanan. He knows that because Rav argues. It's totally on Achana de Rabba. Mameila no din of Badak. That's very nifty. What's the beer, though? Very nifty. Oh, so she thought, let's explain that. So the Chur is that day, that this din, even Shiyat to Ruba, it's Nailad, the Chur, I don't say it's like a din of like a Ruba, Kakula, like a din, right? So it's Nailad, Ruba, it has a din, the Pasha has a din of being Nailad. It's a halachic thing, the Pasha is a halachic, a standard. It has a din leda, right? There are a lot of things, the chmein. Mitzvah Yom Kekulai. Okay? Mitzvah Yom Kekulai. It says a din, pashut, it's ketan, it's nafta, it's yayim, it's layla, it's nailad, it's seder. So Maisa, Meretzach Negin Pasha, the Din Leida, Matan Shazavu, right? So on and so forth, that when does this have a Din of Naimad? So we're going to stall it, Vasa the Roy. But Maisa, Rava is probably, what's the Vernon Leida? It's not the Leida per se. It's Pasha, the Leida is Gar Simin, Pasha on the Gemira. It tells us when the Gemara, when it was in utero, when it was Nigmar B'nei Ima. That's it's very nice, right, that the Leid has a Din Leida. That's a Din, it's Halachic Din. But Rava is Garwat, Kim Leida Rava, that's the Messias. Right? It's a Messias. Right? It's not like Ruba Kekulai on a Messias. Right? It's, you know, it's called the Zachariah Pasha, to give him a Mashal, somebody has a skin condition. You know, you can't go out in the sun. You have people like that, Chaman and Sman, on easy life. You know, they can't go out in the sun. You tell a guy, it's like it's already, I'm saying, an hour after I life, after Chaman, and it's a Chama, you know, it's Mitzvah Sayyam Kikulai, you know, we can go out, you know what I'm saying? Chaman, Sun Halachabach, Mitzvah Sayyam Kikulai. You went out, what happens? But that fun was an atzule. We have to call it tzule, right? Because the meisa, it's like hayom gadol, right? The mitzias and the zavadis yoyim. And plus the din of yoyim is like saying this is yom kikulei. Look at the gavi, the din eleida has the din of leida, but the gavi, the mitzias, plus advising when in utero it was nigmar, and that's what's important in rabba. So that's going to be that you're going to have to be that you're going to be kaveh that as well. You're going to have to satisfy and count that. So, this will be nice, the Issa Tutsach Pashut with the Dugma, if it's on Yontif, right, if it was 5 minutes before Yontif went out Roiv, right, and it continued, took another hour for the rest to go out, right, so when do we, the Simon that was born, Chmen, it was, so when was it Nigmar? Was it, Yontif is on the Thursday, right? I forget about Yontif. It was born. The whole thing went out on Thursday, and Ravivim went out on Wednesday. Yeah. So when was it Nigmar in utero? It's going on Tuesday.
Wow.
What do you say about that? It's a mechitesi. It's on Wednesday, Achmein, on Wednesday. It's born on Wednesday. I mean, that's not a din of simitzi. There's no reason to say, there's no reason, right, why the din of Rabbi Yechanan would satisfy. It's two different things. So therefore, that's gufa, since in Rabbi Yechanan, right, you're just satisfying Pashat, the din of, yeah, the din of Achana, the din of Mashkin Sazam, whatever, the Leda. So then, as soon as they Mashkin Mashkin Rab, you have to satisfy the din of Achana. So then there's no, we're not gonna be the this din.
Okay, isn't there? Gar has a child that Rab agrees with the review of them.
What?
Gemara has a tzad that Rav agrees.
Okay, the seder. You know,
what
the
shaila is when
the. Oh, they have it with machlo. You can only explain one lesson at a time.
You could say hagufa was.
I'm saying that those two lishainas.
When is the simin acharu?
Right, those lishainas are arguing, right? I mean, clearly. So the ma'isa. So that answers the gansedach is the ma'isa. You don't pass them like Rabbi Yechanan, he might be in Paskin Badak, and where do you get such a thing? Badak is probably on Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan is afflicted with Rav. That machlekes is a goof machlekes about Achana de Rabbo. So Lameisa de Rambam is a geshmak. Lameisa, the Sachin, and all the other Rishonim. No, okay, we'll have to answer that. That's the okay. One more thing, Lameisa, the They're saying there's another Hashmat in the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't bring the whole thing of Badr. In the Rif, if you read the Rif carefully, if you read the Gemara carefully, right, you should make a Shulchan Aruch like this, right? Sif Aleph, as if you're, there's a Zachar B'Hadah, right? You talk about all the dinim of Zachar B'Hadah.
Right.
So then even Kibadak, okay, it's going to be Mutter, okay? But there's a Sif Beis. Okay, if there's no Zachar B'Hadah, Sif Beis. And Safna Me'ara, but you didn't check, okay? You didn't check by Bein HaShemashes, okay? It's Safna Me'ara. You come and you find it by Aleis HaShach, before Aleis HaShach on Yantif. What's the din? What's the din, Rabbi Zachem? You weren't Badak before Yantif. You find it before on Yantif before daybreak. You find an Egi. Right? And there's no, we're talking here Safna Me'ara. There's no Zachar.
Okay.
It's Mutter. It's not a Pashat Din. It's the fact that the Shach of Atari and the Gemara. It should be incumbent upon somebody that duty is to make the Pesachim Peskei Gemara to say that. If you look at the Rif carefully, which I'm sure you did, you'll see that the Rif doesn't make any type of mention of that.
Even before that, the Rif didn't you get that far, because the Rif also left out the qualifications of Zachar B'Hadah. Left out all the
okay. Okay, that's a, you know, that's a different thing. But okay, what exactly the gather of Zachar but this is a Farsak Adin of being Taylor when the Beah was born. It's the Rosh also, he's in Shaminit. And the Oid, if you look at the Rosh says when you see Fakayv, you could Fakayv Bayim from a Nachri, okay, below Yantif, okay, Kivin, that there's a Rive. There's a Rive that the eggs are from a Zachar. Is the rest of the Rash?
Yeah,
here. Right, it's a Tema. If you look at the Rashba, right, the Rashba says, Zinami, if there's no Zachar, right. Even Safna Me'ara, I'll be Rive. Okay, so the Mice says, that's a big kash in the Rush, right. But if you read the Rif and the Rush carefully, you'll see another diak that corroborates that's the same type of kasha. Understand? The kasha, why does the Rush say the right of Safna is the same type of kasha, really, that the Mishan makes, the Tzli of Safna, to tell you. You know, by itself. So the Malay Rami doesn't understand by the Kasha, then they did it from the Rif, and the Rosh is Mashami does something now. He's not going to ask, why do you need a Rif? Why doesn't the Rosh say that? They say, the Maisa, those Yishayim, the Daichim from the Gemara, that the Yishayim learned that when the Gemara says that Kilei Badak, Ema Miyas Mal Havai, what they mean is Misafik, and as an Askamin, if there's like a Sex Veka. In other words, that there's no rive. That's why he answers the Rosh. Why doesn't he mention the rive of Safin and the Arab? Of life according to that, it's the Deik also, the Hashmata, the Rosh and the Rif and the Rambam Pashas of Safin and the Arab. Of Safin and the Arab. That should be a tzliya, because the ma'aser is just a safek. The ma'aser is just a safek. Nachnami is the safek, essentially.
So one more din now.
Yeah.
The din of lo badak, but by zachar b'hada. That should be more clear, because you don't need Rabbi Yochanan for that. And zachar b'hada, it always gives birth in a day. And that's at least a rogue.
Okay, look, you know what I'm saying? It's stories, you know what I'm saying? The Shai's, the you know, the Dinam of the Gemara. You know, that's the question that they ask on the Rif and the Rambam. are dinim that are niskan in the Gemara. Say the Gemara, Chmei Nekanei Shavi Zach out of it. It's not. You'll see when you have experience in Ram and the Ram. It's not that those things are not niskar. The question is, dinim that are niskar in the Gemara, why aren't they mentioned? Not nafkamina is that could come out of the Gemara. I mean, that's not the standard of the Rambam and the Riff, right? I mean, this book shuffled the, I'm saying, 5,000 times the size.
Okay, it's a little bit more, pretty much prepared from the Gemara. The Gemara has a chassidus that even when it's badak, it's going to be mutter. But
I didn't get the last thing, so you're saying that.
The Malay Harayim, two kashim.
Yeah.
They could have selling the kashim. Mahalach. I'm saying also answers, you know, the kashim that he asks and my ha'ara. But you know, and really, Bicker want to sell the kashim, the Riff and the Rush. First of all, they're Mishami.
Right.
A din that's the Shakavataya in the Gemara.
Okay.
That Kilai Badak may saf nadar as mother. Emer meyas mahava.
Right.
Ashton's is Nishmad.
Right.
Nishmad in the Rambam. And the shtickle that we said in the Rambam doesn't answer Safna Neyara, because it's nothing to do with Rabbi Yechanan. Okay, so it's Kash in the Rambam, it's Kash in the Riff, it's Kash in the Rosh. Well, nice, if you look in the Rosh, there's another din that the Rosh says over there when buying from a Nachri.
Right.
And he talks about the Raiv that they come from a Zachar.
Right.
There, the Malay Raiv asks, well, how about the Raiv of Safna Neyara? And he says essentially that the Rishayim learned the Gemara differently than you did. Not like comes the Rishayim that Safna Me'ara means that there's a Raiv, I'll be Raiv. It's born Bimama.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a Safik. The Gemara seems to imply that it would be Mutter.
Right.
It means if you've been starry for other things like a Safik Taraivet. It's a Deichik in the Gemara. Against the Deichik in the Gemara, in the middle of Deichik. But that's the way he proposes, seems to be with the Rishonim. So, Achmein, according to that, the Gemara itself, it's only, it's Deichik in the Shachvitai of Mutter Aster, as it seems, but the Lashon of the Gemara is very, you know, very unclear. You know, you should just note that, right? You know, Eimer Mi Esmal, I mean, the Lashon per se doesn't, is not Moira. You know, more to Raiv than Sakarit. I mean, if you look at the Lashon Lachshasmai. You know, the Shagavataria, that, why is it Aser, right? That even, why do you need Badak to be Aser, even if it's Lai Badak? Well, it says, no, Eimer seems to imply Mutter, no? Okay. But that's what the Malaram suggests, and that would answer, obviously, the Bikoilo.
Again, the other Rishonim will learn that it's only a suffix, and if...
Right, like pending. In other words, Rabbi Yossi, the reason he says Badak is even if there's... it's Asa even if there's another suffix. It's not Asa Mitam suffix, it's Asa Mitam Badak. It's not terrible, you know, there's a difference between something being Asa, you know, Mivada and something being out there, we didn't suffer. And that's essentially the Gemara's answer. Rabbi Yossi was coming to tell you that it's out there, Mivada. Otherwise, just keep in mind, according to the Rishayin, Safnera is a Roiv, right? It has to be that this Azach over here. That Tarnagaila, Chmein doesn't give him mama. Chmein, that's like an Atahadi, right? Chmein, and therefore it's not gonna the Safna Me'ara, right? It's not gonna do the trick, right? Meshenkein, so this is a Hefra Madrega. Meshenkein and Rishon don't have Roiv. But by Safna Me'ara, you don't have to say that's Leah. You don't have to say that it's more than a Roiv. You see, by Badak, the guy looks. So Sachmein is a certain type of Leah of Badak. You see, Roiv doesn't, in the Rishonim, you see, Roiv doesn't take care of that Badak. It's going to be more powerful than the Roiv. You have to say that Leah, that's not just Nabimam, is stronger than it, by Zachar Bahadah. Lashenkin, if you learn that Safna Meir is not a Raiv, in theory, you don't have to, but it's not Mukhrach, that's like an Umdana, that's more powerful than a Kuch. Could be with a Raiv, a Badak. I mean, the guy didn't go to the Chayin and stuck in. There was no mitzvah on him, Mamish, with the Ner. You know, it could be that this thing is Nishmer from the Raiv, right? And that's enough. That's enough to take away part of the assumption that wasn't there all day the Badikim.
The Ritz still have his bring something that's a suffix. Normally the Ritz will, if the Ritz doesn't bring something, he holds there's something wrong with the hanachas of the question, not that there was no answer. Usually he'll bring something and not answer, and the Rishonim will talk about he wasn't poshit because he held this way or that way or whatever it is, but usually he'll at least bring the suffix.
Yeah. Yeah. Kasha. Go ahead. What's the suffix? You should say. What I mean,
the way the Moel Rome is saying this.
Yeah. What would
is
be?
If it was Noah Beomer, Noah Belila.
So you should say it's a suffix.
I mean, I guess you could call it that. Very kilo badak, ikla meimar noor v'yom, v'ikla meimar noor v'layla, or whatever it would say.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's easier to, you know, to accept it as a shmata. You know, it's not... I mean, the way we have it, Pasha Din, the Gemara is saying, you know...
I hear it's better that way. I'm just saying it's
you're
not
saying
the...
What's the din in the Gemara? The Gemara thought it was a suffix, right? Safna Meara. And the Gemara is answering, yeah, that's why Rabbi Yossi didn't say it, because the Gemara, he wanted a vadai. You know, there's no psak. There's no psak. You want the riff to talk about everything he doesn't know? I mean, you know what I mean? There's no psak from the Gemara.
Okay, I hear it's better that way. It's still incomplete. I mean, Lamaisa, there are other dinim that were meforish in the Gemara that are left out. The din of the qualifications of Zakar Bahadei and
okay.
So like well, it's.
So what do you want to say? That the Chmein, that the Rif, that he was biased against
some kind of
days?
I have no idea what the shot would be, but it...
Those are two different things.
No,
they're
but I'm saying it indicates that there was something in the Hanukkah of the whole Shiloh of the Sugya that the Rif...
He has a din of Vada. The Rif has a din of
Vada. Right.
By Zach of the Hadar.
Right.
It's not like the Rambam. The Rambam is Mishamit, the public only focal. Mishamit. And this brings the Zachis to the Sugya.
Right.
There's two parts of the Sugya. There's a part of Badak by Zachar, and then there's Loi Badak by Safna Meara. And then there's Pratim about what does Zachar Bahadam mean? You say, well, he left out the Pratim, so that explains why, for whatever. I don't know. I mean, I don't see. To me, you know, those are pratim. It's definitely good to be ma'ir that when you're learning. Hey, why didn't the Rambam? Why didn't the Ritz bring down this pratim being the Sefer Ha'ara? But to link that and say whatever that explains why the Hashem made the din of Safna Mi'ara. I don't see that. You know, one pratim din of Zachar Bahadam. If I can, this is more dina.
I don't have a better answer. I'm just saying there's some indication that there's something more going on in this sugya.
Okay.
I don't know what others. I don't have an answer. I'm just pointing out that I would have been, you know, maybe tipped off a little bit. But how do I stop this thing? Just press the record button. I'm gonna go away. Rabbi Brodsky, do you know how to stop this? Do I hold the record button? What do you do? Do you hold the record button? Is that what you do? How do you stop it?
A minute. Oh.